This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Welcome to World Cafe. Hey, it's Kaleo. The title of Jamila Woods' new album, Water Made Us, is inspired by a Toni Morrison quote. All water has a perfect memory and is forever trying to get back to where it was. The singer, songwriter, and poet's first two albums touched on Black girlhood and personal heroes of hers like James Baldwin and Zora Neale Hurston. But Water Made Us is decidedly introspective. It takes listeners through the life cycle of a relationship. Along the way, you'll get a deeper understanding of who Woods is, not just as an artist and performer, but as an individual. There are moments that are simply riveting, including a song inspired by basketball player Allen Iverson's practice speech. Jamila Woods joins me to talk about Water Made Us in just a moment, after we take in a song from the record. Here's Tiny Garden on World Cafe.
It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. Said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it every day. I feed it every day. Oh, I don't need you. Every day I feed it. Every day. Oh, I don't need you. Every day.
The song is Tiny Garden. It's Jamila Woods here on World Cafe. It's from her latest album, Water Made Us. The singer, songwriter, poet, teacher, and activist is my guest. I am Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Jamila, so nice to meet. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So definitely want to talk about the new album. After such an expansive record like Legacy, Legacy, where, you know, each song was a portrait of a hero of yours or a self-portrait, you know, be it Zora Neale Hurston or Frida Kahlo, the new album, Water Made Us, is deeply introspective. And first question, why did your lens shift? Why did you want to change sort of the perspective?
Really, the album took me like a really winding path that I could not expect, because I was making all these songs and then I felt myself not really feeling as connected to them. I had in my mind a lot of goals for that album and they were all kind of more structural, like prompts type goals. So I was like, I want to do that thing where people write a bunch of songs, like 100 songs on a whiteboard, and then cross them off and like pick their favorite. So kind of through that process, I learned, just like, you know, making Legacy, Legacy, like there is a way that I get excited by having a concept or having a story or some type of journey that I'm going on. And so it was nice to learn that about myself. And it was nice to like try a different process and be like, okay, it's not fun. And then during like the beginning of COVID, me and McClenny, the producer in LA, we met over Zoom. And so we did that. And then when we finally got to meet in person, it was like we had already covered all this ground. So it was really easy to kind of just tap into like, you know, sharing really personal stories about talking about our experiences with love and building off of some of the songs that I had made, but then really kind of figuring out what this project was going to be and telling the story of like that life cycle of a relationship, the way that I experience it.
Yeah. And for our audience who may not be familiar with the record, you know, this album does take us through the different phases of a relationship. When you were meeting with McClenny and talking about it, what was the vision that ultimately came into shape, what you wanted to do and how you wanted to approach these phases?
The pivotal day, I think, was when I had shared with him this thing I wrote in my notes around renaming the stages of a relationship the way that I experienced them, and kind of going from this like sort of ambivalent, like, ick, do I have the ick phase, to like, okay, now we're in it, committing, and now there's like a conflict, how do we navigate that? And now there's a rupture, and now there's like that, okay, are we done, or are we really done, or are we kind of gonna go back? And, you know, so that sort of thing. And he was like, you know, we should structure the album based off of this. And it really became our map, to where it helped us decide what songs that I had that were really speaking to some of those stages. And there were some songs like Practice, which was the really last song that we made, where it was like, we knew what it had to say, but we still had to make the song to kind of bridge, be that bridge at the beginning of the album. So yeah, that was kind of, that was like a really important day. And we were both like excited to have a structure. I think we both really enjoy that about the creative process, was figuring out like an order and a flow to things.
Did any section come easier or harder for you? Was it, you know, more enjoyable to write songs about the beginning, the ick phase, or perhaps the turmoil phase?
Yeah, definitely both of those. I think the beginning album songs like Bugs and Tiny Garden are some of the earlier songs that I had written. And the conflict turmoil chapter of the album is like kind of the thickest part. But I think sonically, practice, it was hard for us to, you know, because you're going from the bright, lush springtime of Bugs and Tiny Garden into the turmoil phase. So practice had to be that kind of like transitional song. So I think some of the songs like on the edges of the sections were a challenge sonically to kind of like, we still wanted to feel cohesive, even though we were having so many different genres incorporated. So that was a fun challenge to have.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. We're here with Jamila Woods. The new album is called Water Made Us. Practice. We're talking about practice. You wrote a song that uses the incredible quote from basketball player Allen Iverson's legendary press conference where he talks about practice as the hook. It's yes. So brilliant. I absolutely love it. I need to know, where did that idea come from?
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of those songs where I feel like it's such a tangential way that it came together, but I love it. There's an artist, Amanda Williams, who's based in Chicago, and she had actually played that Allen Iverson clip because, surprise, surprise, I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but I saw that clip in her talk, and she was using it as kind of this way of talking about how he used repetition and like how he, like really what he was saying was pretty real, even though like the context is funny. Like he was actually talking about, you know, like if I show up for the game and I'm good, like why are you, you know, honing in on this? So, and what he was going on in his personal life was like really dark. So there were like real reasons that he wasn't showing up to practice. Anyway, I was just really fascinated by that, and things just like sit in my head sometimes and then they'll come out at random moments. So I had been listening to a lot of Abraham Hicks and different speakers talking about love and relationships. And one of their talks was saying, you don't have to think of relationships in such an end-all be-all way. You can think of them as like you're collecting data or you're just practicing. And so you can just practice the feeling of having a crush. You can practice the feeling of being adored by someone. You can practice the feeling of, you know, getting nervous when you speak. You know, it's like all of this can be a little bit more light, a little bit more playful. And so that's when like it kind of like connected in my mind, like that's what we're talking about. We're just talking about practicing love, practicing being in a relationship. And I feel like I wanted it to stick in my head the way that clip did, that same idea.
Let's take a listen to Practice. This is Jamila Woods here on World Cafe.
Tomatoes and miracles, they help each other grow. I hope the seed's not taken. I just want to share the sun with you. We don't got to hurry up. You ain't got to be the one. We were just rehearsing, baby. No, this ain't the game. We're talking about practice. Talking about. We're talking about practice. Talking about.
On World Cafe, it's Jamila Woods. That's Practice. It's a song from the new album, Water Made Us. We're talking about the record with Jamila today here on World Cafe. You've already had a chance to play some of these songs live. I noticed on the set list that it more or less matches the sequence of the songs on the album. Can you talk about why that was important to do, to sort of transpose the story of the album to the live setting?
Yeah, that's, I've never really felt so strongly that it had to be so close before. And so there's certain moments where it switches up, but for the most part, like the chapters stay intact, or like the acts of the show. And I think for me, it made me a little bit nervous, but I recently learned that some people Google set lists before they go to the show, which totally blew my mind. So I'm like, part of being at the show isn't like needing to know that, you know, isn't being surprised by every turn of the set list, but more like being able to share in the music itself. And I think I really hone in on like being surprising. And so I think I use covers in this set particularly to do that, to be like the moment where you get a departure. But yeah, it was so wild to me when I found that out. I was like, oh my God, some people are going to know already. So it has to be more about how I'm connecting with people through these songs. And so I think I had some coaching with one of my friends who does movement to try to just, yeah, figure out different ways to deliver the songs.
And the cover songs I find absolutely fascinating because it tells you a little bit about the artist who's playing. Paramore, that's what you get. Wow. Can you tell me, you know, we're official members of the Hayley Williams fan club here at World Cafe.
Yeah.
So, but why that song?
I was really thinking about a lot of times, you know, covers are just like mediums of nostalgia. So it's like a chance to time travel within the set a little bit. And so I was thinking of songs just through my, you know, journey of like my heart journey, what songs I would go to in certain moments. And definitely that Paramore song and then the Imogen Heap song were like songs that just stick in my mind as like, yeah, I remember yelling in the shower to this song or like crying to this song or whatever. So I hoped that because the album and the music is very introspective, that those covers can be moments where people are like, oh, ha, like looking around, like sharing a moment with everyone else, whether they came with them or not. I love that. So, yeah, hopefully that's how it felt.
This is World Cafe. We are here with Jamila Woods. The new record is called Water Made Us. You know, one of my favorite moments on the album isn't necessarily a full-blown song. It's a spoken word interlude called I Miss All My Exes, where you run down examples of things that your exes did. Take a listen.
I miss all my exes who open car doors, light Nag Champa in the living room,
burn mixtape CDs, cook veggie burgers with Lowry's, lemon pepper everything,
who recite plots of movies, oil my scalp, massage my neck,
who remind me to wear my bonnet, who wear my bonnet, brush teeth with me, pray for me, bring me a cool glass of water in the mornings,
who smell like cannabis smoke, argan oil, rose water, sweat, who bring me two kinds of flowers.
That's Jamila Woods, I Miss All My Exes. What was it like to feel, or what was that feeling like revisiting those memories of past relationships that may not have worked out, but created these time capsules, these ideas that stuck with you?
Yeah, it was kind of a cool process of revisiting one of the songs on the album and trying to translate it into a poem. And so, because I knew I wanted poems on the album from the beginning, but I was struggling with writing them. So I was like, oh, in poetry, there's this thing called ekphrastic poetry where you just write a poem based off a painting or based off a song. So I was like, let me do that with one of my own songs. And I was writing off of Still, which is a song which is a little bit more frustrated with the constant haunting, lingering thoughts of this past partner. And it was a few months later when I revisited as a poem, and in my own personal process with this particular ex of mine, I was in a different space where I was like, oh, like certain things remind me of them, like washing the dishes reminds me of them, or walking down the certain street. And so that was kind of becoming pleasant as opposed to tormenting as like it was before. And so I think the poem was just capturing, like you said, like a time capsule of when I felt that way and how I want it to feel okay for me to feel that way. Cause it's always like, oh, like my toxic ex or like whatever, like, you know, cutting them out. And I definitely have, you know, maybe one or two that feel more that way all the time, but I want to kind of normalize, like, you know, we are not like always just excommunicating people from our hearts. Like there's always parts of us that are still, you know, with each other. And I think that can also be a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know, there are lines that are so sweet in that song or in that poem, you know, and you can definitely, like, I would be the ex that was guilty of having too many pairs of shoes.
Yes. But
I'm curious, what do you think someone or more than one of your exes would, if they were adding a lyric in reference to you, what do you think would be said?
Probably like, who's writing stuff about me and putting it on albums and poems. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You mentioned the, you know, the song that inspired it or the song that you were referencing.
Yeah.
You know, still, I like, talk about that feeling of phantom limb, you know, where mm-hmm. something is gone, but you still feel it. Was that a challenging song to write, or you know, because it is turmoil, but it's also sort of picking inward at your own emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it felt kind of like cathartic to write in a way, because it feels like, when you said the phantom limb feeling, it was reminding me of like this list of like untranslatable feelings, and one of them in French is like the spirit of the staircase, where it's like, when you're leaving someone, all the stuff you remember that you wish you could have said to them, but now you're gone, so you can't. So it kind of feels like also that type of song, like when you don't have like the closure talk, like you can't really, you don't want to call them and say, I miss you or whatever. Like, it's kind of just that song where you get to say all of that stuff, you know, like, I gave your shirt away, like, by the way, it looked better on me, like all that stuff. And so it felt kind of good to write. And then by the end, the song itself feels like a journey in itself, because by the end it's like, okay, I guess I'll never get over you. Like, I guess I'm always going to have these thoughts. Like, you might as well come in, sit down, like, have some water, you know, I don't know.
Let's take a listen to Still. It's Jamila Woods here on World Cafe.
I'm missing my laugh and my wings, my curl pattern and my good dreams. I'm missing the way that I think, the softness of words that I sing. Did you get a dime for my things? Say my prayers every day. Krista said trouble don't last always. I'm healing more and more these days. I like to think I'm worthy of something. You're there still when I sleep, when I wake.
The song is Still. It's from my guest, Jamila Woods. It's off the new album, Water Made Us. Hey, I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe, hanging out with Jamila. Now, the title of the record comes from a Toni Morrison quote. Can you tell me a little bit about the meaning behind it and why it resonated with you?
Yeah. The title, Water Made Us, is like a lyric from Good News, which, you know, that was another kind of example of like the Allen Iverson, where that quote just kind of like sits in my mind, that Toni Morrison quote where she's talking about the way that the Mississippi River floods, and it's really an act of remembering every time it floods, because people have rerouted the river over the years to try to make room for building and things like that. But the river is remembering where it used to flow, and so it's flooding. And water, like writers, never forgets its source and is always traveling back. And so that lyric in the song is more talking about like, kind of like depression or just like going through heartbreak or anything like that. And how it's such a comforting idea to me is that we're always routed back to our source, like whether it's a higher power or just like how you were born into the world. Like, you weren't born into the world with insecurities or with heartbreak. You were just, you know, breathing and wanting love, you know? And so we're always at the root, rooted back to that. And so that was kind of that reference to Toni Morrison. And when I was looking for titles, again, I was kind of like at a loss. And I was like, okay, sometimes people just write down, just pull a lyric. So I wrote down all my favorite lyrics. And then I was like, oh, this feels right, because there is a lot of water imagery and just a lot of nature imagery throughout the project. And there's so much symbolism in tarot around water being like the space of emotions, and so much in like ancestral spiritual practice around water can, like, you can communicate to your ancestors through water and, you know, all of that. So it was just really perfect title that I think encompasses the story really well.
You talked about Good News and sort of the symbolism behind the song. You know, it is also the final phase of the record, and we're gonna listen to Good News right now. But what did you want people to take away from this record when they, you know, or what your hope was that they would feel after going through these phases, these cycles of a relationship?
I think I, like, now that it's finished and shared, you know, I feel like I hope it just invites people to do a similar excavation into, like, their own relationships or the phases or patterns in their relationships, and also feel just affirmed, because I think the last song of the album, there's, like, some lines that are, like, you know, some people say, you know, because after my first breakup in college, my dad sent me this book called Loving Yourself First. And it was just a really cute thing that he did. But, you know, there is this narrative of, like, you have to love yourself, like, or else you're never going to find love. And, oh boy, it's going to take me, like, a whole lifetime or two to, like, fully love myself. So that shouldn't mean that I can't find love along the way and in between and during. And so just, like, there's all these narratives about what's right in love, or, you know, what you need to have love. And at the end of the day, you deserve love, and the way that you find it is going to be, it's going to be your own way. And so that, I guess, is the one of the morals of the story. Or, like, I hope that, you know, people can feel a sense of, like, self-knowing and like accepting of what their style of love is and what the loves that they've experienced so far.
Beautifully said. Let's take a listen to Good News. It's Jamila Woods here on World Cafe.
The good news is you're the only one. The good news is no need to rush. There's good news hiding right behind every burden. The good news is we were happy once. The good news is water always runs back.
The song is Good News. It's Jamila Woods on World Cafe. The new album, Water Made Us, is available now. Jamila, this was so much fun. Congrats on the record. I hope the next leg of your tour is a blast. And please come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.